Start your own radio show now and join our amazing radio family of fun and interesting talent. Be the radio star you've always wanted to be. Visit LATalkRadio.com or email info at LATalkRadio.com now and start your own show today.
Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Razor and Alan Lee. Right here on LA Talk Radio.
Hey guys, it's Keith Reza with my trusty sidekick, Alan Lee. How you doing, Alan?
How you doing, Keith? Heidi-ho.
Doing good. I accidentally hit the wrong button again. Mm-hmm. So it came up with the radio logo, and then there was that brief awkward.
Are we good?
We're good now.
Is this like Star Trek? Like you're like Captain Shatner, and I'm kind of... kind of Vulcan, kind of, your sidekick.
Right.
And
I make the bad decisions.
I'm really logical.
I like the new Star Trek movies. They're cool.
Do you? I like to hear that.
Yeah.
I didn't know.
I thought it was cool because we were in the studio next door and the guy was singing. You remember that?
He was singing and I thought we enjoyed some of it.
We did?
Sort of.
I don't think they could hear us.
Yeah, I don't know. It's a hard show business is tough.
I got two words: tone deaf.
No, come on now. That's the harsh Keith showing up, ladies and gentlemen. He's not like that. He's lovable, aren't you?
No, I am. I'm just messing around.
Yeah, but, it scares me. It scares all our fans.
They see
another side of you. No, you're all right.
I was listening to an interview because I don't like to. Mm-hmm. I don't really think I have fans, but the thing is, I was listening to an interview with David Letterman today, and he said that he never once in his career regarded as anyone as fans, and I thought that was actually very interesting.
Okay.
That's David Letterman. That guy has fans all over the world.
Yeah, he's a big star. I'm a fan. I'm a fan of.
That's what I'm saying.
So he doesn't think I'm a fan?
No, he never. When he meets people, he doesn't regard them as fans.
What is he? I mean, do you have an idea of what does he regard them as?
I don't know, just people. But he said that he never considered himself to have fans.
Why? Because he's doesn't think anything of how famous he is.
Yeah, maybe. But I think he's trying to say that he's very humble and he doesn't.
There you go. Now I was being harsh.
Yeah, because I don't.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't really think of my fans as fans. I think of them as friends or people, mm-hmm. stuff like that. But anyways, I have some good news.
Okay.
And then I have some bad news.
All right.
The good news is, the Violent Femmes, Gordon Gano is one of my heroes, the lead singer.
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
You told me you like that band a lot.
Yeah, so
the lead singer.
He's playing, I'm just going to wrap this up real fast before we introduce our guest, but he's playing at the OC Fair this weekend.
Ah, that's in your neighborhood.
Yeah, and I wrote my friend who said he could get me a pass to go backstage and stuff. And
nice,
I
was nice,
meet him and
dude.
Stuff. And I told him that I have a podcast, so I was going to do a carry-out podcast, record it with him and stuff. And then he said, there's no interviews, you have to write a blog. I was like, what the hell is a blog?
Oh, well, it's sort of like I said, the podcast on paper.
Yeah, yeah. But so if I go, I have to write a blog.
Okay.
Or if I don't go, I don't write a blog and I miss out on meeting my hero.
So you're trying to decide whether you're going to.
Yeah, yeah. I'm trying to decide.
Yeah. I think you should go.
But then I have to write a blog.
So?
What would I call the blog? The blog?
No. You would call it, instead of Razor Riffs, Razor Blogs. Doesn't sound that good. But
that's kind of.
What's wrong with that? Razor Blogs.
That's a good. Yeah.
I kind of. I mean, it has a different ring.
Yeah. We'll talk about it. We'll all put right. it in the
Sounds
list.
Like a project.
Project. Well, we're going to be calling in our guest today who is actually in Colorado because he lives there.
I think he's such a sweetheart.
Yeah, and it's cool that he's doing the show. But I should probably mention where he's performing so we could plug him away. He's performing this weekend at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in Albany, New York.
Ah. Nice.
Friday and Saturday night. Mm-hmm. And next weekend, he's playing at the Santa Ana Star Casino in New Mexico on August 3rd and August 4th. Folks, you may know him from Last Comic Standing, where he won Season 4. He's been on Comedy Central, Mind and Mencia, and he was the first stand-up comedian to ever be on Ellen, the show. Ellen.
Yeah, Ellen DeGeneres. That's amazing.
Which I thought that was cool.
Yeah, he was the first comic to be on her show.
Stand-up comedian. Yeah.
Wow.
So it's going to be fun, and we're going to be calling him in. He also has, I got to say this right before I call him in because I don't want to insult him. I have a speech difficulties with,
Right.
You tell me how to say this because, you know, when we ask him, I want to say it right. Cerebral palsy.
Beautiful.
Did I say it right?
You get an A.
A?
Yeah.
A+. So he does actually have a cerebral palsy. Which is amazing, you know, because
A
disability comics doing that, you know. I have Asperger's and stuff, so I feel like we're really going to click, you know.
My own disability is trying to get booked.
And then Ronan said that we should, like, mute him, but I like the ring. I think
you like people to, you know, that's kind of cool.
Yeah, audiences like the ring.
You know, it's different.
Yeah. And then we can know if they don't pick up.
That makes it real different.
It makes it frightening.
Hello.
Hey, Josh. It's Keith Reza.
Hey, Josh. How you doing?
Hey.
Alan Lee.
Hey, what's up?
Glad to meet you.
What's up, fellas?
Not much. Thanks for doing the podcast, pal.
You're up, dude. Thank you so much.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah. Are you in Colorado right now or in New York? Because I know you're performing at New York this weekend.
I'm actually in Denver right now. I just came back from up in the mountains. I got a cabin up there.
Nice.
Yeah.
So you
walking in the dirt, rolling rocks around. Had a little chance to take a shower and smoke a joint, and now I'm ready to talk.
Oh, man, there you go.
We were actually trying to get sponsors for the show from a joint company.
It was the strangest thing, you know. Keith thought I was afraid of marijuana, and so he told the sponsors no, and then I had to say no, get them, and then we said, well, you know, Josh is for that, and so I asked him to call them and say, our guest Josh Blue loves you, and then they told us to screw off because
I already said no.
Keith said no to them once. So that's how that worked.
Oh, bummer.
That's cool, Josh. The perfect answer. Bummer.
So, Josh, one of the things that I really like about your comedy, I know that we've never met, but just a little about myself, I actually do have a disability as well, and I do stand-up comedy. I have autism, Asperger syndrome. And Yeah, and in my comedy, I talk about it a lot, and in your comedy, you talk about your cerebral palsy. So, like, that's one of the things, like, I, like, really connect with you and stuff because it really makes a difference to show the world that people with disabilities can make people laugh and follow their dreams, you know?
Well, yeah, and I think it's important that the world gets to see this. And, you know, I just like making people laugh, and I found that the more honest and real I am about my own life, the more entertaining it is, and more believable, and people want to hear about it.
I totally agree. I was listening to another interview because I like to listen to interviews of the guests. So I don't ask them the same questions. And
well, good luck, brother.
Thank you.
That's what Alan said.
Yes.
He's like, but I think that it was so cool because you said that you like people come at you a certain way and you like to act like that and throw them off on a loop and stuff, and that's actually exactly my humor, and I find that really, like, I was just laughing so hard when you said that because I totally get that.
Yeah, I mean, my idea for the longest time is that, like, you know, if you're going to come at me and just assume that because of the way that I move, I'm also stupid or somehow delayed mentally, then I'm happy to go with you on that journey.
Yeah. But you're very smart. I mean, you're like, I was listening to it and I was like, wow, like you might be one of the smartest people I've ever listened on a podcast with all the questions that you were answering and stuff like Africa and then your views of thinking.
Oh, really? Thanks, man.
Yeah. He put the cerebral.
You gotta be pretty observant to be a comedian.
In there.
You know?
Yeah.
How long have you been doing stand-up? Because you went to school and then you worked at a zoo. It's kind of hard to do stand-up in Africa. Did you do stand-up in Africa?
No, I never did stand-up in Africa. I definitely wrote some jokes over there, but
yeah,
never performed them. You know, I would say I've been doing comedy since, like, 2000, maybe?
Yeah.
But obviously, you know, that's the very beginning of it.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of on and off time in between there and now.
Well, you won the Las Vegas Funniest Person contest in 2003 or 2004. That was a big thing, right? You won that, Ron.
Yeah. It was my first time out in a contest, in a national contest. I won the whole thing. And it was pretty cool, you know. It was a cool little kickstart to the career.
Yeah, that must be
and
like...
And obviously, yeah.
Yeah.
Went on to win other contests.
Like Last Comic Standing.
Yeah, that's one.
That's the huge one, because were you like the underdog and then you just won? Like, that's just awesome.
You know what? I don't think I was underdog. You know, maybe getting on the whole show is everybody's underdog.
Yeah.
You know, but once I was on the show, I'm pretty sure I clearly showed them who was going to win the contest.
Yeah, he just creamed them with all the jokes. I saw the audition piece and, like, everyone was like clapping and stuff, and it was weird because Kathy Griffin asked you a question and then you just funnied her and everything she said in the entire series, you know what I mean? And I was like, wow, this guy is awesome.
Well, I hate to say this, but that's not the biggest of accomplishments.
I meant it as a compliment.
Oh, okay, cool.
Because
you're funnier than Kathy Griffin. I'm like, oh shit, man. Thank you so fucking much.
There you
no,
go.
No, that's part of my Asperger's, because what I was trying to say was that you outshined in that little time.
No, I get you, man. I'm just fucking with you. I like to, you know, man, you got Asperger's, man. I'm going to give you a fucking one or two times to catch
like
on
that,
to this
Josh.
Shit. But after that, you're fair game, motherfucker.
All right.
Oh God, I was scared for a second. I was like, "Oh my God!" I just insulted one of my favorite comics.
Go battling disabilities, the new show.
That would be a good show. but Josh, when you went to school and stuff, did you ever like show up late for school?
You know what, man? I was actually pretty punctual, man. I was really on time kind of guy.
Oh, really? Well, because
yeah, you know,
I always show up late. Cause
I'm, yeah, why is that?
Well, no, because like you know how like when people show up late, they always say like, "Why were you late?" And people would be like, "Oh, I was late because I was up all night studying." And they'd be like, "Where's your homework?" You'd be like, "The dog ate it." Like, I just wanted to see
if you
could click with that. So I'd always show up late, and the teacher would be like, "Why were you late?" And like with my Asperger's, I'm so honest, and I say what's on my mind. So I was like, "Oh, I'm late because up all night watching adult films," and then they'd be like, "Where's your homework?"
No.
And I'd be like, "You don't want my homework, you know?"
Yeah, that's way better than doing homework.
That's one of Keith's jokes.
You know, I was actually a product of You know, because I can't write. I can't physically type or write. So when I was a kid, I used to have a scribe or someone that would write down everything for me.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, my parents, like, would pay this person to help me do my homework. So I always had to be on time. Like, there's no shit, like, I could get away with anything. Like, you didn't do your homework. And we're paying this dude to do your homework with you? Like, I just was never option to be late.
Yeah. Now, was that, like, what, was that cool having some guy, like, do your homework? Like, did you tell him what to write? Like, how, like, just talk and then he'd do it?
Yeah, I mean, that's like, how it's supposed to work. Yeah. I dictate to him what the answer is to the test. A lot of times, I'd be like, hey, man, can you do this shit for me? Because it's boring.
Yeah, because I would be like, I would totally be like that because I just want to write jokes and stuff instead of history, you know, and English papers.
Right. Well, yeah, but when you're a kid, you know, I was like, you know, 12.
Yeah.
I didn't know about writing jokes. I just knew I had to do the bullshit told me to do.
Yeah. Now you have two children. How old are they? Are they old enough to go to school?
My boy's 9.
Yeah.
My girl's 7.
Yeah. So,
3rd and a first grader.
Oh, first and those are good ages because that's the age where like the imagination really like just fully developed, you know. And
yeah, it's fun, man. Yeah. I definitely fuck with them.
like give us an example for all the parents out there because I think parents want to know how to fuck with their kids.
Oh, it's real easy. Just pretend like you're gonna leave and not come back.
That's a game they like to play.
Yeah, that's a real good one. Now I never do that. I just play a little jokes on them and hide from them and you know jump out. But that shit's paying me back now because my daughter will like lie and wait for hours for me to walk by and scare the shit out of me.
So the daughter is more mysterious. What's that word? Mischievous.
Yeah. Mischievous.
Yeah.
I know what you're trying to say, man. And
there you go. See,
I like see. This.
No, Josh knows the situation.
Yeah, but at first I thought he was going to kill me, but and then I'm like, oh, this guy gets me.
Nah, man. In my humble opinion, everybody has a disability.
I totally.
And you and I are lucky enough to be able to like define it and say, hey, I have this thing. Whereas other people that don't know they're disabled are just walking around doing dumb shit that they can't explain.
I totally relate.
Alan relates.
I do.
Give us a relatable story.
Well, and you should.
Just driving here tonight was, you know, with you was a relatable weird situation.
Oh, yeah. Alan drives me because I fall asleep. Because, like, I can't stay in a car for more than 20 minutes. I get really bored, you know, so I fall asleep.
It's a little bit dangerous. But you drove tonight, and that I had to deal with.
I bet you blame it on Asperger's, too.
Yeah, thank you, Josh. Thank you, Josh.
I'm like, sorry, I got to sleep. I have Asperger's.
Yeah, yeah.
Can't be in a moving car for, well, I timed it, 20 minutes. I'll be gone, man.
Oh, God.
That's why there's a seatbelt law.
That's true, huh? Yeah. So, Josh, I have a question. Your favorite comic is Chris Rock. Have you ever met him or worked with him?
You know, I never worked with him. One night I was in New York at the Comedy Cellar, and I had done a shitty corporate gig that night, and I wanted to go and, you know, wash it off at a real comedy club.
Yeah.
And I walked in, and Judah Friedlander was sitting there with Chris Rock, and I didn't realize it, but I was so excited that I reached over Dave Chappelle to shake Chris Rock's hand. I didn't even notice Dave Chappelle.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, no.
So he's like, hey, man.
uh, But
there's a buddy of mine. It's very cool man.
Yeah, Chappelle is really cool. He got to be the celebrity judge to see me bomb at the roast battle at the Comedy Store.
That's right. I remember that.
Oh, I can only imagine.
Well, you know, because like, have you ever done the Comedy Store roast battle? Like, been a celebrity judge for them?
I have not. No.
Oh, you should ask them. You'll have a blast.
Yeah, I miss out on a lot of shit because I live in Denver. I don't ever get to do this. Those little fun shows. Yeah. They have some cool shows here in Denver. But, you know, I want to hit L.A. and do roasting. So, roast battle, you ate shit, huh?
Yeah, well, well, yes, but that wasn't the plan. So, I'm doing
that. Yeah, I bet. So I'm going to go in there, I'm going to eat shit like a plow horse. What the fuck, man? Who plans to eat shit?
It's not a game plan.
That's true. But so like I go there, right? And then I see Chappelle and I just totally froze, you know what I mean? Because I was like, "Oh my god, this is the best comic ever." And then like my jokes weren't coming out and like I was getting cotton mouth and it was just so embarrassing.
Oh, nice, man.
Well, at least you were, it wasn't
and
shit.
You got like
shit in your mouth.
Like the nicest dude. Next time I see him, I'll be like, "Hey, remember that roast battle you judged? that dude really eats shit, didn't he?" I'll give you a feedback. I'll let you know what he really thought.
He probably won't even remember. He was just there because I was roast battling his opener, Ashley Barnhill. And yeah, and they were making a big deal of it because I opened up for Norm Macdonald. So Norm and Chappelle are friends, and they were making a big deal like, "Oh, who's funnier, Norm's opener or Chappelle's opener?" And I was like, "Oh, clearly Chappelle's opener."
I love Norm.
Oh yeah, he's awesome. He's so funny, and he's really helped me out a lot in comedy. You know, taking me under his wings.
Yeah, well, if you see him, tell him I said, "Hey, man."
Yeah, definitely, man. Next time you're in L.A., you should come out and hang out with us. When are you coming in L.A.?
I got nothing on the books right now, but probably sometime before fall or in the fall.
Yeah, that'd be cool. Well, hey, we got some Twitter questions. Do you like Twitter?
Oh, it's my fucking favorite.
Oh, wow, that's great.
I don't like Twitter because I think people are mean on Twitter sometimes. You know what I mean? With the whole,
I think people are mean anywhere give them a chance.
I think so.
That's true, but on Twitter it's worse because they could do it in 140 characters.
Well, it is. Magic tycoons and shit.
All right. So, Twitter questions for Josh Blue. This is from Leo Agura. Josh, do people ever mistake you for TJ Miller at all?
No. I wish it was TJ Miller instead of fucking Dustin Diamond Screech from Saved by the Goddamn Bell. Yeah. Thanks, whoever made me. Not only do I have cerebral palsy, but I also look like fucking Screech. Next question, please.
It's funny that you say Screech because I heard that guy's like in prison for like stabbing some dude or something, and it was
that
weird.
Yeah.
I don't think he's in prison. He definitely killed a man with a knife, which, you know. I think that should be a testament to not bullying nerds in school.
Well, the only reason I knew that story is because I apparently does stand-up, and his manager wrote me to do this show, and I was like, "Oh, didn't he try to steal somebody?" He's like, "Yes." I was like, "Oh, I don't want to be around him because like I'm scared of like dying and stuff, you know?"
You're scared of Screech from Saved by the Bell?
Well, yeah, especially if he stabs somebody, because I kind of look like Zach Morris, you know?
Oh, Jesus. Somehow that's how I pictured you, actually.
Really? I get Zach Morris or the kid from Two and a Half Men.
Or both.
All right, Josh, we got another Twitter question. This is from Grant Smith. Did you find it hard to perform on Last Comic Standing in front of the judges? And if so, which judge made you most uncomfortable?
Well, I mean, every person in the audience is a judge, if you think about it like that, you know?
Yeah.
Everybody's judging every fucking thing that you say. So, I mean, I only remember Kathy Griffin, and you know, you saw what happened there. But to me, it was like, the only thing that I ever have trouble with is if there's only like two or three people in the audience judging you. That's the worst. But yeah, if it's a couple of judges in an audience, I don't give a shit if they're there.
Yeah. And like, I think that's how, like, a lot, like, when you view comedy talent shows and competitions like that, you have to realize that the audience is the main judge, you know what I mean?
Right. Yeah, they're the ones that are responding, you know? They're the ones that fill the room with your laughter. Mm. And, you know,
that's why I'm not a big fan of America's
competition.
Yeah, that's why I don't like America's Got Talent, because, like, the comedians will make the audience laugh, but the judges will be like, oh my god, they suck, let's go with a singer, you know what I mean? And it's like,
they're probably right to go with the singer.
Probably right to go. Do you have any questions for Josh, Alan?
You know, I talking about how Josh is multi-talented, I read somewhere that you painted and did sculpture, and I found that interesting. Is your sculpture funny? Your painting's funny?
No, it's the exact opposite. It's quite dark. A lot of severed heads and shit.
Wow, that's fantastic.
I'm just kidding. You know, I've never painted like a happy face or anything.
Sure, sure.
There's a lot of color in my stuff.
Oh, well.
A lot of movement, you know what I mean? I know that I can't paint a straight line, so I don't really fucking go into it with that expectation, you know? So, yeah, there's a lot of movement in my artwork.
Oh, wow, that's
great. I'm actually in my studio right now looking at this giant wood carving that I've just been finishing up.
Oh.
Wow. How long does it take you to paint a piece?
Painting, I mean, I can do three in a night.
Wow. Nice.
That's usually about, you know, four joints and a bottle and a half of wine, but yeah.
So that leads me to my next question, that I guess college circuit supplies you with enough beer and wine, because I want to do that so bad. You know, you did the college circuit, and that was so cool, so I guess the beer and wine flows.
That's a question.
Sorry, what was the question?
No, I'm just saying that you must have enjoyed doing the college circuit. And how did you find that? It was what's something you found enjoyable?
Oh, the college circuit. Oh, yeah. So you're saying you want to do college shows?
Yes, badly.
Oh, well, I you know, college shows, I've done, you know, hundreds of them over the years. And I've just come to find, for a place of higher learning, there's just a lot of dumb motherfuckers.
Really, yeah, thank you. I don't know shit
about dick.
I needed to hear that. Thank you.
Yeah, you're not missing much, bro. You don't get it.
But see, that's, I needed that.
Yeah. But
but you know, maybe you have an act. It's just, you know,
true.
Just, they like fart and dick jokes.
Oh, no.
You know?
I don't have enough fart jokes.
Yeah, I'm not really big into the whole fart jokes.
I don't have any.
Yeah.
Man, you're missing out.
I like jokes about, you know, people who talk about themselves, but like every time they, you know, like I was like, oh. But But the question I had for you is you were talking about how you don't like doing these corporate shows, that you prefer comedy clubs. Do you think corporate shows, when they do these things, do they think they want to put on a comedy club per se show, or they just want their clients and stuff to laugh and be proper?
I mean, I've done so many different variations on all the shows, you know. Yeah. A lot of times they want you to come in and be yourself. Just don't be you too much.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say.
I mean, they want you to drop off the F-bombs, and they don't want you to swear, and, you know. And that's just because someone in PR, Tammy, the PR gets offended because of the one word. You know, it's like, well, fucking buckle up, Tammy.
Man, I wish I could say that, because like I got offered to do a show once for foster kids, and I said no, and they're like, why? I was like, because my opening joke would be, hey kids, we have something in common, my family hated me too, and I don't think they think that's funny.
Man, I think that's a really good joke, man.
I like that. I like that joke.
I think you should have tried it, man.
You get the PR involved, I'd be like, Tammy, call Josh. All right, another.
Keith is having so much fun.
Okay, another Twitter question. This is from Greg Rogue. Josh.
Yay!
Do you know Greg Rogue?
No, I just love Twitter so much.
I was going to say, it's a cool last name, Rogue. It's named after the hottest X-Man ever.
Oh, it is, isn't it?
All right, man.
All right, here's the question. Josh, do you have a favorite disabled comic besides yourself?
Do I have a favorite disabled comic? Mitch Hedberg was really good.
Who is?
Mitch Hedberg.
Oh, yeah, he was great. Was he disabled?
I call heroin a disability.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I like that. That's a little bit of a disability, I would think.
I call heroin a disability. That's a great...
Yeah, I would definitely say that holds you back from some shit.
I agree.
That's a great joke. I find heroin a disability.
Well, if I could write, I would write it down.
Well, you could listen to this and then play it and then put it on the tape recorder or something.
It's never going to happen, bro.
I'll tweet you it. I'll be like, hey, Josh, this was a good joke. And then...
Okay, thanks. I'll steal it.
So Twitter could steal it.
I stole my own material.
Now, I actually totally agree with you on this, but you said that you don't like the words inspiration and stuff, and I see where you're coming from, because, you know, people say I'm an inspiration all the time, but it's also like a very negative word. Do you feel that there's a better word people could tell us, especially you?
Well, I don't know that there even needs to be a word. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like, I had a joke, I don't know if I remember, it's like, oh, you're so inspirational. You know, it's like, disabled people hate that word, because it's like, oh, you're so inspirational. What we hear is, if I was you, I'd have killed myself.
That's true, because it's like, oh,
or
God.
Something like that.
Yeah, it's like,
he tells it better.
It's like, oh God, you said inspirational. It's like,
yeah, I don't know. It's just that, you know, it takes the value away from what we're actually accomplishing.
Oh yes, you know? I totally agree.
Yeah. So,
but like, people don't think know that
you're outside and shit.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, I don't feel like people know that, though, when they say that, you know what I mean? So it's like, it's kind of like, you know? But
Yeah, well, I mean, and that's the thing is people really genuinely think that being nice is it. And, you know, that's what they're taught to think. And, you know, it's just interesting that everybody's ignorant about stuff. You can't know everything. And I, you know, I have a choice in my life when I come across ignorance. I can either educate or perpetuate. And I like to perpetuate it a lot more.
That's good advice.
I like that.
All right. We got a couple more. We got a lot of Twitter questions from you.
I bet. I sent them all in myself. My fake account.
That's the one thing I hate about Twitter. I say this every week, but I hate Twitter because you don't know if they're real accounts or not. You know what I mean? It's like...
Yeah, well, that's like people in general. I hate people. I don't know if they're real or not.
Always a problem.
Wait, why is that always a problem?
Because you have to make guesses. You have
like,
to
I feel like this. I feel like this whole podcast is you guys are somehow fucking with me, and I don't. I'm not in on the joke. So.
No, I would definitely not do that with you.
Not at all.
Oh, but that's funny because everyone who said something, they're like, "Oh God, this is the biggest." I don't remember who said it, but someone said that. I thought that was funny. And then Yumi said the fucking with me. I was like, oh, my God, that's clearly. Maybe I am, and I just don't realize it with my Asperger's.
That's a good excuse.
Yeah, just keep using that crutch, buddy.
All right. All right. Next question for Josh. This is from Tommy Morris. Tommy Morris actually used to be the booker at the world famous Comedy Store.
You said booker, right?
Yeah, talent booker.
For a moment, I thought you said something else.
Wow, cool.
Well, what did I say? I said booker.
I know with a B, not an H.
I heard the H.
You heard
See,
the
we
H?
We heard an H, both of us, Josh and I.
Yeah, we both did.
We heard.
Is that a Freudian slip, Ben? you been getting hookers at the Comedy Store, Ben?
Well, I mean, okay. I mean, this guy used to be the former talent hooker at the Comedy
Store. Oh, my God.
No, he was the
Whatever you're into, bro.
No, he was the former talent booker at the Comedy Store. I love Tommy.
We love Tommy. Right away.
This one is Josh, do you know who Davey Wester is? And if not, have you ever heard of him? I don't know who Davey Wester is.
I don't know who David Wester is.
Wait, isn't that the same thing?
Yeah.
If I don't know him, then I've never heard of him.
That's true.
Oh, okay.
That's true.
We have to...
Well, what I expect from a hooker. no, I don't know who that is.
All right. Well, Tommy will text us later.
And then if I do, and I'm supposed to know, I apologize.
No apologies needed.
Yeah. Okay. This one is from John Bennett. Josh, would you ever be a judge on a reality show if asked? That's a good question.
No, I'd only do it if I could go in under my own terms.
Yeah.
If asked.
Oh.
I was about to say, was it a K or an S? And that when you answer that, asked or asked? That put Josh on the spot.
Yeah, that was really funny.
I didn't think you would do that.
If asked.
Asked. Yeah, what a nasty way to put
it. If asked. If not asked, then I don't think you can just go on. Like, I'm taking over. I know you already hired someone, but fuck off. I'm hosting Dancing with the Stars now.
You know, one of the things that I like about you is you said that you like your openers and your features to be a really strong comic who's just on the same level as you, because you don't like bad comics, you know, like that. I think that's very smart, because a lot of headliners, they like the, you know, they like comics who aren't as good to open for them, and you like to just raise it up.
I've always had that. I've always desired that. Like, I want my, when you come to see my show, I want you to laugh your ass off from the very beginning all the way through. And then when you get to me, you're going to see why I'm the headliner. And I love having the bar raised. Like, I have had my friends get standing ovations in front of me. And, you know, that to me is like, okay, now I got to really go do this, you know?
Yeah.
And I've never understood having a soft or shitty opener open for a big name. And to me, that just shows me that that opener or that headliner is scared, and they need that.
Yeah.
You know, I believe I could follow Chris Rock and Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. You know? Have you ever followed?
It's not a competition, but it's, you know, taking the energy that they've already built up for you.
Yeah.
Nice.
That's a good point. I never thought of that.
Nice.
Yeah. Because I could never follow, like, I could follow comics, but I can never follow, like, I followed Amy Schumer once, and that was pretty easy, but I can never follow Norm Macdonald or Jeremy Hotz, because I'm like, those guys are just way too strong, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I believe you, bro.
I don't think I can follow you either, because with the hooker joke.
Oh, I know you couldn't follow me. I didn't say any of these people could follow me.
I think that'd be a nice combo. I'd love to see that.
I think the best show ever would be Josh Blue, Jeremy Hotz. Because
man, I'd love to see that happen.
Yeah, that would be awesome. Okay, this is another question. This is from Joe Urell.
Hold on. Do you guys have any female listeners at all? Or?
Oh no, you want a female question?
You have them.
I'm just kidding, man. I just say all the questions. I'm like, okay, I understand. That's more mess.
No, I'm just naming all of them that I'm getting in order. But I could give you a female one if you want.
Just kidding, man. Go for it.
Oh man, this is...
You keep thinking I'm serious. I don't give a fuck.
There you go. I love this guy.
This is actually a comic that I know named Joe Urell. He says his true question is, Josh, can I open for you and can I submit my material to you? I also have cerebral palsy.
Sorry, what was the last part of the question?
He also has cerebral palsy. I don't think that was part of the question. I think he was just letting you know he has it as well.
So he wants to know if he can submit a tape and if he can open for me?
Yeah.
All right. No and no.
Way to kill that, his dreams.
I like that. Boy, there you go.
I think there's enough palsy comics already, man. I'm not trying to get myself out of a job here.
There you go. I like that. That's good business sense.
That's actually true. I didn't think about that until you just brought it up, because it reminded me. But have you ever had, like, have you ever worked with other comics with palsy?
Oh yeah, there's a woman here in town in Denver, very funny, Christy Buckley. She's so funny. You know what? I'll tell you. Like, a couple years after I won Last Comic, I just randomly stopped into a bar with my buddy. Mm-hmm. And when I walked in the door, everybody was, like, in the restaurant pointing at a back door. Just like, you're supposed to go there. And I'm like, this is really weird. But everyone's, like, pointing at this door. And I went back, and it was an open mic night. I didn't even know what was going on.
Oh, that's cool.
And I... Of course, they asked me to, you know, do some time, and then I went on, and I realized that there were three other people with cerebral palsy on before me.
Wow.
I was like, fuck, I created a monster here.
But I mean, it's also kind of cool because you know, you're doing your dream and making it, you know, like, I don't want to say inspiration, but like, you're giving people hope.
Right. No, and of course I'm just kidding, but I think it's amazing that people are getting comfortable enough to not only, you know, have the courage to do the stand-up, but as an audience, be informed enough to get the joke.
Yeah.
You know, we've come a long way in that respect, for sure. You know, if some of the shit I was saying now, 2 years ago, people would have been like,
we
need to put them in a home.
I totally agree. I mean, because you created something that people could laugh with you and laugh at, you know, and I think like that's part of the genius of you, of your comedy, of, you know, and I think that's...
Well, you're just laughing along with me on this, you know?
So, but yeah.
That's how I feel.
I totally agree, though. It'd be hard to, because I remember that when I opened up for Tom Arnold, you know, Tom Arnold was the nicest guy ever, but he didn't like me. And I remember he because I talk about having Asperger's, but he talks about having Asperger's too. So I'm thinking maybe that was the reason why he didn't like me as a comic. You know?
He had Asperger's?
Yeah, he has Asperger's.
That explains a lot.
Tom's the nicest guy, though.
You cleared that up for me. Thank you. Why was he so weird at that party? Was it? I get it now. Thank you. You've helped me.
You're welcome, Josh. Thank you, Keith.
All right, so Josh, we only have a couple more moments of your time, so we've got to let you go and respect it. But where can the folks at home follow you and talk to you? Do you prefer a Facebook or a Twitter?
Yeah, you know, my Facebook is Josh Blue Comedy. It's my fan page, and that's where I'm actually most active. I'm posting every day, and I do answer everyone's messages personally.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
And then you can also check out my website. It's just joshblue.com. All the information where I'm going to be performing. People always ask me, hey, where are you going to be? I'm like, go to my website. That's where I go to find out where I'm going.
Well, you're going to be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in New York this weekend and the Santa Ana Star Casino in New Mexico next weekend.
Well, thank you. Thank you for the update, man.
Last question I have before I go, and I was just wondering, do you ever sell your art online? Because I like art, and I would love to buy one.
Yeah, man, I have some of the stuff online. I just have never, you know, put prices on it and done the whole next step. But I have some art showings. We have a big gallery opening at the end of this year.
Oh.
And I'll be posting a lot of this stuff at that time.
Awesome. Well, I'll definitely check it out.
Nice.
Awesome.
All right. Well, thank you
so much.
Well,
thanks, fellas. It's been fun bullshit.
It has been a blast. Thank you, Josh.
It was awesome, Josh. Thank you so
Josh
much.
Josh Blue.
And I really appreciate it, pal.
All right. Power to the people.
Yeah, man. Thanks, Josh. Nice guy.
Have a good night, Josh.
All right. Peace.
Bye. That was Josh Blue, guys. Ladies and gentlemen, the very funny Josh Blue. He will be at the Funny Bone Comedy Club in New York this weekend, Friday the 28th and Saturday the 29th, and Santa Ana Star Casino in New Mexico next weekend, August 3rd, which is a Friday, I'm assuming, and August 4th, which is a Saturday, I'm assuming. We had a lot of Twitter questions for him, and...
You didn't get through the Twitter questions, and you had one. You said there was he wanted to hear one from a woman.
Well, yeah, but if
you want to read that one, I'm curious.
From the woman,
yeah,
but he can't answer it.
I just wanted to know what it was. Just is it a short one?
Oh no, it says this is from Julia Bell 12,4, which I don't know what that Twitter name means.
I don't know, but it's just Julia.
Yeah, but Julia, I'm assuming it's a, you know. Anyways, the question is this. Josh, Your last name is Blue. Is Blue also your favorite color?
Oh, that,
XO.
Is that that's kind of cool because we were talking about the art.
Yeah.
And that would have fit right in there.
I still had like two questions ahead of it.
Yeah. Well,
for the folks at home, I try to get to everyone's Twitter questions, but.
But tonight.
Well, no, I was just laughing too hard with his.
Well, see that's you're making my next point. I'm starting to see what a great party our podcast is. I love this. I love coming here. All that's missing it's a party. I love coming here. In fact, I want some chips and salsa.
I thought
and a drink.
And I seriously thought Josh was going to hang up after the Kathy Griffin thing, and then I was like, oh God, did I say something? Because, you know, I have no filter, and I was just like, oh.
No, that was very nice. I like that question.
It wasn't a question.
I mean, I like you bringing it up the way you
as a compliment.
Yeah, I thought that was very nice.
But so that was Josh Blue. You guys can follow Josh Blue on Facebook and on Twitter. Let me get his actual Twitter information, because when you go on Twitter, you know, it's not, you know, people have. Anyways, Josh Blue's Twitter comedy is Josh Blue at Josh Blue Comedy. So give him a follow. And
on Facebook, he messages you. He
does message you back.
Yes.
Yeah.
Right.
Which is actually kind of remarkable because a lot of guys don't message people back.
Yeah. Oh, you know, it's funny. Do you?
Well, yeah, but I'm not maxed out on the, like, I have a
you still have some.
I have a
more
fan page that has like 1,000 likes.
Yeah.
But Josh has millions of likes.
That's right.
So, you know, if he's, you know.
But even with those 1,000, I mean, like if one of those 1,000.
Nobody writes me, though.
Writes you something, not even how you're doing or.
Well, sometimes,
you.
Yeah.
I saw someone say, a couple of women said they liked you. They said, oh, you know.
Yeah.
You didn't even answer them?
Well, I mean, yeah, I do try and answer everybody. But what I'm saying, the point isn't about me. The point is Josh answers everybody.
I know. I find that, I see, that's very sweet. Uh-huh. I think that's nice.
And speaking of Facebook and stuff, if you guys like the podcast, go to our Facebook website, facebook.com/RazorRiffs, and give us a like, because we need the likes. You know, Sam's really getting me on the likes and stuff.
Really?
You know? Yeah, he's like, he's like, you need more likes.
You're referring to our
director.
Our director.
Yeah,
and our studio head.
Studio head, yeah.
Here at LA Radio. LA, Internet Radio.
LA Talk Radio.
I had,
Sam has a show called In the Morning with Sam.
Which we were invited to go on. And,
I had to cancel or something.
Yeah. Well, we want to, you know, eventually correct that and get on. Because we came in for Sheena.
And then if you have a Twitter, you could like us on the Twitter, because our Twitters, we could use more Twitter followers, at Reza Riffs.
That's right.
You know, and you could also follow me on Twitter, at Keith Reza. Alan Lee, do you have a Twitter?
You know what? I'm switching Twitters, because I have one.
Because at first it was Alan Lee Commie, wasn't it?
Yeah, and then it was Alan Lee, not Bruce Lee, which you helped me with that one. I was a little weird on that one, so I shut that one down. And then I had for a while, it's kind of what's called Dr. Heckle. And I don't want anyone to go there. Don't follow me.
I've never heard anyone say that.
I scared myself with that one.
Don't follow me.
Anyway.
But then people can find you on the Facebook, right?
Yes, Alan Lee. And I'm, you know, hooked up with my friend here, Keith Reza. But I am, you can find me at Alan Lee, like Bruce Lee.
And then you could also find me on the Facebook and like my fan page at Real Keith Reza. Also, if you can go to the Apple's podcast app and subscribe to Reza Riffs,
that'd be very nice.
Give us a subscription so every episode can come on your phone and you could listen to amazing
stuff
that I'm fucking with every
so many great people. Yeah. So many great people have come on. But SoundCloud
and YouTube. Ron helps us with that stuff. And then we need the rates and the reviews on the iTunes, which we need the rates and the reviews. So subscribe and stuff like that. I'm very bad at like telling people to like our pages.
Well, you're saying it like it is. Just, you know, rate and review. So I think that
there's like a fashion show going on next door. You see that?
My back is turned. I can't twist.
Turn around.
Hold on a second.
Ladies and gentlemen, Alan Lee is turning around.
Yeah. No, I like the color. I like the color. It's a maroon.
It's a mirror.
Yeah, with a pattern.
All right, guys.
Nice pattern.
And one more time, give Josh Blue a follow on Facebook and Twitter at Josh Blue Comedy. Thank you so much for doing the show again, Josh. He's not going to listen to it, but he had a great joke. Mitch Hedberg and heroin was a disability.
I like that.
That was a great joke.
Don't you think that's a disability?
Yeah, but that was a great joke. Like, that's why it was funny.
Are you going to steal that joke?
No, not at all.
Because you said it, you know, I thought you said you wanted to use that joke.
I never said that.
You can.
No, I'm not going to use it. Josh said it. It's his joke. I said I would tweet him the joke.
Oh, I'm sorry. You said you would
so
tweet.
So you remember.
You said, excuse me, I got that wrong.
I would never, ever steal a joke.
No, I mean you could borrow it. You know.
I would never even borrow a joke.
You could lease it out, maybe rent it, like a rental.
Last time I rented a car, and here's what they did, is they said it's $100 a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I rented the car to go to Arizona, and then I came home, and I had a bill for $700. And what they don't tell you is you have to pay for insurance, and I apparently stopped speeding and the lights, you know, the tickets and stuff, you know, when you go past the drive.
Sure.
Yeah, yeah. So that goes on
their
bill.
You mean like a camera?
Yeah, on the cameras.
Oh,
and
my.
I didn't know that.
Oh, boy.
No.
Thank you for – you know what? That.
What I'm saying is don't rent cars. Just take an Uber.
To Arizona or Las
Vegas? It's the same price if you're going to pay $700. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I'm going to go down to San Diego, and I was going to take the train, and my friend was going to pick me up there.
The train would be fun.
I think it is. Isn't it a nice, cool trip down there? You see the ocean?
Let's go on the train.
Because, yeah, we should. You live down there. Or you live in...
I don't live in
You live in Orange County.
Yeah, yeah. But I can meet you halfway. All right, we got to go. Sam's giving me a like.
Okay.
Alan,
yes.
Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. I'm having a blast.
Yeah. And once again, thanks to Josh Blue. And
thank you, Josh.
You're the man. And you guys can see him do the stand-up at Funny Bone Comedy Club, New York, this weekend, and Santa Ana Star Casino in New Mexico next weekend. And tune in next week for another episode of Razor Riffs. I'm Keith Reza.
And I'm Alan Lee.
The one and only.
The one and only.
You're listening to Razor Riffs with Keith Reza and Alan Lee, right here on LA Talk Radio.